I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, July 24th, 2017, 9:03 a.m. No public comment. So any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 445950 through 446023. No warrants or journal entries or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting and executive session minutes.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes for July 10th and July 17th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for July 10th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for voter registration, printing, and mailing services. Bid number 201706-379.
Yes, good morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is in reference to bid number 201706-379 for voter registration, printing, and mailing services, basically voting cards, as requested by Taney County Clerk Donna Neely. We went ahead and released this bid on June the 3rd. It closed on July the 6th. We opened responses that we received from three different vendors here on July the 6th and documented the basic details of those responses. Donna took possession of each one of those packages for a complete thorough review process, and we requested this meeting this morning on your agenda to make a bid recommendation for award. And I'll turn it over to the Taney County Clerk, Donna Neely, at this time for her recommendation.
Morning, Commissioners. I had my staff contact each of the vendors asking specific questions where the two we couldn't find specific data in some of the bids. And bidder number two there did not have as much detail as bidder number one, so we had to contact them to get a breakdown. And if you look over about three quarters of the way under mailing, it says invoiced by USPS, so we could never get a specific number from them on what the mailing costs would be. The total bid by all three companies, as you can see, Edward J. Rice is the lowest at $17,259.99. Elkins Swires comes in at $18,900. And Input Technology comes in at $5,880. And they would be immediately disqualified because they did not provide a two-up for us. Only a four-up is the difference in the size of the card that we use, and they could not provide the pamphlet that we print.
So your recommendation?
My recommendation is Everett J. Rice, the lowest bid.
Is this one of the requirements? How often are we supposed to send these out?
It's a canvas. We're required to do it every 2 years.
So this is the
term that we put on this bid is the same as we've done before, just 36 months with an option for auto renewal for an additional year after that, and that covers upcoming election processes that we anticipate.
Yeah, but this is one of the statutes. This is one of the requirements that we're...
Yes, and that's why we get the postage so low, because it's a requirement by statute to do this mailing.
And then what was the cost last time? Just curious. Did it go up, down?
It's real close.
Is it? Move to award bid number 201706-379 to Edward J. Rice Company.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you very much. I'll notify the vendors and get a contract draft submitted to legal.
City of Rockaway Beach funding agreement with the wastewater treatment facility capital improvement design project.
Morning.
Morning.
City of Rockaway Beach is requesting the approval of a funding agreement that will provide for engineering design services specific to capital improvements planned for the city's wastewater treatment facility as recommended in the engineering evaluation study completed in 2016. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $114,500. This amount is based on a contract fee negotiated between the city and Tothan Associates Incorporated of Springfield, Missouri, dated November 7, 2016. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until July 31, 2018 to allow sufficient time for the design of the improvements as well as time for the approval, reimbursement, and project closeout procedures to be completed. With that, a portion of the reimbursements back to the city through this funding agreement will be made in 2018. If this funding agreement is approved, funds will have to be allocated in 2018 in the 2018-780 budget to support the funding agreement and complete the project. The City of Rockaway Beach's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on July 10, 2017. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission, who has approved each copy as to form. This project meets the criteria necessary to determine the project's eligibility for approval and funding through the Sewer Sales Tax Agreement Program. Now, these improvements are specific in a large part to the Venice on the Lake project, and that's why it's important for the Regional Sewer District that this work begin as soon as possible, just so they can kind of parallel on a track together, and the improvements could be designed, and whenever they come back for the construction phase funding agreement, those improvements can be started and kind of coincide with the construction of the Venice on the Lake project itself. In the funding agreement, one of the requirements is that I, as the manager of the funding agreement program, receive monthly updates on the project. And the engineers are usually good about doing that. As far as when they submit a pay request, they have an outline basically updating me on where they're at and what percentage of completion that they're at, and any other information that's they think that I should know about, so they copy me on that. One thing with this, since this is primarily brought on by the Venice on the Lake project that I'd like to add to this funding agreement, is that Brad Albritton, administrator of the Taney County Regional Sewer District, also be copied on all monthly progress reports and have the ability to review and comment on the design work specific to this project.
And this is important because the Venice on the Lake project will go into that sewer district.
Yes. The plant's operating, the plant's holding its own in pretty good shape, but there's definitely, as far as the aeration part of the treatment plant, the ability to have enough aeration in the facility to properly treat the wastewater. And then there's some plumbing issues with the plant that needs to be reworked. There's several things there, probably eight key factors in this design work that the plant needs to be refurbished and updated with for it to operate properly.
Is the City of Rockaway in agreement with providing the Regional Sewer District also with progress reports?
That's something that we haven't talked about. This came up later last week. I don't see what concerns that they would have.
All public information under the Sunshine Law anyway.
Yeah. You don't have no problem with Brad reviewing Sean's work and also having some comment ability on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Brad, did you have anything to say?
I could. Brad Albritton with the Sewer District. I have reviewed the engineering report that basically set up to do these improvements, and I do agree with the funding agreement that starting the design would be a great benefit. It's my understanding that the plant needs these improvements, regardless probably if the Venice on the Lake project comes in, but if when the Venice project does send flow to the plant, it'll just compound the problems that are already there. So I do think it's a good thing to move forward with this. Mm-hmm. And I'd be glad to help and review and comment in any way.
Okay. Then I make the motion that we approve the fund agreement between the Rockaway Beach Waste Treatment Capital Improvement Design Project as presented. And understanding that this is the amount that was applied for, and it would remain until July 31st of 2018.
Yes.
Be active.
Mm-hmm. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Discussion of the flag disposal box. It was here. Oh, there it is over there.
I think this is mainly something that you kind of spearheaded, is it not?
It is. This is through the Missouri Association of Counties. They sent, you could apply for those, so I applied and got us the flag disposal box. And that the we were trying to decide where would be the best place to place it, and we do have the drug disposal box already placed over at the Sheriff's Department in their front office, where I believe that's open 24/7. And we spoke with the sheriff this morning, and he's okay with the flag disposal box being placed over at his front office there. So that's what I'd like to place the flag disposal box at the sheriff's office.
Sounds
if that's good. Okay with you two. So
I think it's an excellent place for it.
Mm-hmm.
So they will assure that the flags are properly disposed according to the code.
Right, right. Okay. Donation of county equipment to the Forsyth Library. I have a letter dated July 20th from Mr. Cotty, and he's reviewed the draft interagency cooperative agreement by which the county will transfer ownership of a microfilm reader printer to the Forsyth Library Friends Incorporated. And that's coming from the recorder's office. Mr. Dixon's here. I have the agreement between Forsyth Library Friends Incorporated and the Taney County, Missouri, for assistance to the public engaged in genealogical and other research. Is that the purpose, is to?
It's to help benefit the library in their searches for the public. The piece of equipment being transferred is 20 years old. It's a Minolta microfilm reader printer, and it's been replaced by a microfilm enhancement machine about 3 years ago. And it's no longer needed in my office. It's used very little, and it would be of great benefit to the library.